Sitter Snippets is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brookstein in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith Esther Bas Yaakov. This week's Snippets are sponsored by my dear friend Ben Isaacs and Dean Isaacs in memory of Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbit. And today we conclude, we finish up Az Yashir. Ki Lashem HaMelucha U'Moshe Bagoyim. Again, we saw that it's a question whether this is an addendum to Az Yashir, part of the Shira. It is a corollary to the Shira, but we invoke a pasuk from Tehillim, Perichav Beis, chapter 22. Ki Lashem HaMelucha. Hashem is the king. Kingship belongs to him. Royalty, monarchy belongs to him. U'Moshe Bagoyim. He rules over the nations. What is the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? We describe he as Melucha and Memshala. What is the difference between the two? The Gra de Vilna Gaon points out the difference is a Moshe is a ruler. A ruler imposes their rule, their dominion, their domination on others. A Melech, on the other hand, is accepted, is elected. The Melech is someone that the Tzibor, that the Am, that the nation, that the people accept and appoint upon themselves. Kila Hashem HaMelucha, the truth is, Hashem is the Melech. He has dominion, he has domination over the whole world. He's in charge, he's in control, he's acutely aware of and involved in everything that happens. Ki Lashem HaMelucha. However, right now, he's Moshe Bagoyim. When it comes to certain nations and peoples of the world who are in denial of his existence, denial of his influence, denial of his omnipotence, he's a Moshe. He's a ruler. Whether they accept it, recognize it or not, he's in charge and he's ruling over them. Ki Lashem HaMelucha. Right now, he's a Melech. He, in truth, accurately, is a Melech of all. But says the Gra, among those who deny his existence, he's a Moshe Bagoyim. And we'll see in a moment that we're going to long for and look forward to the day that he'll be the Melech on all. The next Pasuk, V'alu Moshim Bahar Tzion L'shpot Es Harisav, V'hayisal Hashem HaMelucha. It's a Pasuk that comes from the Navi Ovadia. The Prophet Ovadia, who himself was a convert from the people of Edom, from Esav, this Pasuk describes the ultimate redemption. It describes when Moshiach is going to come and redeem the world, perfect the world. The world will operate in full harmony and express and reflect the will of Hashem. Who are these Moshiim Bahar Tzion? These liberators, these saviors who are going to come up on Har Tzion, on Mount Zion, and they are going to wreak judgment. They are going to rule over. They're going to hold accountable Har Esav, the people of Esav. So the commentators, the Radak, point out that these Moshiim are Moshiach, Melech HaMashiach, first of all, and the seven shepherds of the Jewish people. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, and David. These are the seven shepherds that we talk about in Maos Tzur. We reference them. We invite them into our Sukkah on Sukkot. We describe them as the seven shepherds who shepherd us, the nation, the people. They take us into a more perfect era and time. They are role models for us. And they are the ones who shepherd. They show us the way and they care for us. So Va'alu Moshiim, when these Moshiim, these saviors, Mashiach and the seven shepherds will come. Again, this is a pasuk from Avadia, himself a convert of Edom and Esav. Then they will rule over Esav, and then Haisal Hashem HaMelucha. Then it won't be a Moshel when Mashiach comes and God is revealed to the whole world. Undeniably, there is no question. You see his providence. You see his dominion. You see his involvement in the whole world undeniably. He's not a Moshe, a ruler by force. He's a Melech. We choose his monarchy over us. And therefore we concluded the pasuk from the Navi Zechariah. V'haya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, b'yom ahu yeh Hashem echad, u'shmo echad. At that time Hashem will be king over all of earth, kol ha'aretz. And Bayomahu, on that fateful day, the day of Gula redemption, Yeh Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. The Radak says when the nations see what miracles Hashem does, and that's why this is an addendum, it's put on at the end of Az Yashir, it is the concluding pasuk of Psukei Dezimra. When the nations of the world see Hashem's miracles, Hashem is revealed through nature, he's revealed through history, he's revealed through his guiding hand to we, his people, then they will acknowledge Vaya Hashem LeMelech. They'll see that he's not a Moshe, a ruler, he's a Melech. He is the loving king, not just of the Jewish people, but of the whole world. And on that day, Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad, he and his name will be one. What does it mean for Hashem and his name to both be one together? The Eitz Yosef commentary explains that right now we write Hashem's name, but we pronounce it differently. Hashem's name and its pronunciation are inconsistent, the way it appears and the way we say it, the way we pronounce it. But when Mashiach comes, they'll be exactly the same. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. He will be singular and united, and so too will his name. We will again hear clearly the name of Hashem pronounced in the Beis HaMikdash. We won't have to use some euphemism for it, but it will will be explicitly articulated, when our dreams and reality will be one. The Eitz Yosef says there's an additional experience of unity, of oneness. When Mashiach comes, all the souls, all the neshamos, throughout all the time and all the space will gather together as one to proclaim that oneness. Bayom Ahu, on that day of redemption, Yashem Echad, He will be one, Ushmo Echad, His name will be one, and we will feel like one. And as we conclude the Shira with a sense of simcha, of joy, looking at our own lives, when Hashem has taken us out of that narrow place to bring us salvation, so that we can get across to the other side, we look back, and having identified and seen, having felt and felt gratitude to Hashem for His escorting us and ushering us, we long for the day that that happens to all, when all see it and feel it, and when He will not just be a Moshel, a ruler, when He will be a Melech, please God, speedily, in our time.